great district by your girls once again the other day. Once again, runner-up to Chase County. You're taking a lot of girls. You got, I get a chance to score down at state next week as well, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We have a great shot this year of going down and actually placing. You know, we'll be happy with whatever we get at state, but a little more than maybe just eighth place and a couple points to be done. You know, it looks like the two relays for sure, the 4x8 and the 4x4, are going to have a really good shot to be, you know, in the top five. For sure, if maybe not just a touch higher than that. And our individual events, it looks really, really good for a few of our people in the individual races. So it should be a fun meet. It looks like the weather's going to be great. It looks like maybe the rain's going to not be there, maybe Wednesday morning. But weather-wise, temperature-wise, not comparable at all to what we put up with for conference and districts and that heat.
Wednesday morning looks like it could be a little chilly because there's only supposed to be 60 degrees for a high in the afternoon. So in the morning, you might have to put a little extra clothing on.
Yeah, and of course, that's when we're vaulting. So,
yeah, of course.
You know, Lenny's got to vault then. Not that that's unusual. Early season, it's cold when they're vaulting. But yeah, that is one of the schedule things that is always interesting about doing that. And I've always said it'd be nice with the schedule that we have now. And this year's not going to matter because it's not going to be hot in the afternoons. Mm-hmm. But if we would flip-flop running in field events, and because the runners don't, I mean, the runners really don't care, especially if you're starting off with that two-mile relay. Mm-hmm. They're not going to care if it's cool. And then let the field event people go in the afternoon. And when it's hot, that would be advantageous, especially like us having a two-miler that runs late in the afternoon or evening. It is just extremely hot sometimes down there for those two-milers. But nope, it's great. I think we would all rather have it a little cool than the heat that we have sometimes in Omaha.
You kicked off the morning session field events with a couple of district champions right off the get-go, scoring some points early, didn't you?
Yeah, it was exciting to see. You know, vault, it's nice at Ogallala because we always do girls vault first. A lot of the other places we go to, boys vault first. And so we get right off the bat, we know if we're going to get a vaulter in pretty quick. Both of our vaulters, Marianne Kastner and Lenny Henderson, did a great job. Marianne, she commented, and it's exciting for her senior year, first time she had a district medal and got us a point at sixth place. And then Lenny Henderson comes through and vaults her 10-8, which that's what we were hoping for at least, because that was auto qualifying, but it didn't matter. She won the event anyway, so that's exciting. Coach Ramsey is our vault coach. This is Coach Ramsey's, I guess, swan song down at state track. He is going to be done, and so it was great that he got district champion in. And this year, if Lenny vaults the way she can vault, the field is still tough, but not quite as tough as last year. So if Lenny can vault that 10-8 or maybe even get to 11-2 or something like that, she'll have a very good shot of placing. Whereas last year, you know, Hannah Crow, our vaulter, vaulted 11-foot, and we'd never seen that before where 11-foot vault didn't place. So, yeah, started off great with pole vault. And then boys high jump first, and then it was girls and kind of had to wait around a little bit. But they had really been working with Halea Beavers, and we're sure that she had the ability to get that 5-1, which was auto-qualifying. And obviously, our two high jump coaches, Coach Hosek is the high jump coach. And then next year, Evan Sestock, who was my student teacher and is taking my teaching position basically, he is going to be the high jump coach. And so the two of them have been working with all of our high jumpers, but obviously Halea, and she ends up going that 5-1, and then she ends up winning the event just because the day was the way it was, and nobody jumped any higher. So because of misses, she was a district champion also. So that was really, really exciting to see.
Yep, that kind of got everything kicked off in a really good way, didn't it?
It did. And, you know, the other field events, shot and discus, our shot and discus coaches or athletes have really progressed throughout the season. Mm-hmm. You know, we started off with, we didn't have a single person that competed at the varsity level last year at all out for shot and discus. They were all new, freshmen, sophomores. And as the year progressed, they actually have come on pretty well. You know, they got to the point where we were making finals in some meets and things like that. And so next year, I think the shot and discus looks promising. So that should be a great thing for us in the future. I am going to say that Coach Bloomy has been the shot and discus coach for my entire time as head coach, and then I think it was maybe 2012, something like that, is when she went up on the hill and took over for Coach Briggs, and she has decided that she's going to be done coaching track, and so we'll have a new shot and disc coach next year, and we'll find out who that is. The new coach will make some assignments, I think, or convince some people to do some things, and we'll see who ends up up there on the hill. And, you know, there's been some talk from lots of different people that are like, well, you know, so we'll just see what happens with that. But we have hired Micah Marvin, who is going to come to the high school, and he's going to be our math teacher at the high school, mm-hmm. and he's going to be one of the coaches. And mm-hmm. you know, every year we talk about it, we sit down and we decide, is it time for us to move around events? Do we need to change something, or are we good where we're at? So that's kind of a yearly or every couple years we talk about if you want to do something different. And so just see where everything shakes out for next year. And then our jumps. Coach Jeremy Young and Kenny Duggar, and then our side and shared time, Janet Dutton, have the jumpers. And you know, we went in looking pretty good in the long jump and the triple jump, and just didn't quite have the jumps that we needed to get into state. You know, Briley got fourth in the triple jump. She's on our top 10 from this year. Sure, jump at 34.7, but just wasn't quite that at districts. And then our two long jumpers, Aspen Haslett, who went in fourth, and Malia Hilker, that went in seventh, didn't make it in even after looking at extra qualifiers. And then our third jumper, Jenna Wilkinson, who had great days leading up to that. You know, it's one of those events that we just know that there's some events that you just have to perform at your very best at the very moment, and sometimes that just doesn't happen, and we're okay with that. And the nice thing for all three of them is later in the day, they made up the difference. And mm-hmm. so they're all still going to state track, just maybe not in what they thought they were going in.
You betcha. We get to the relays. Do you mind if I turn the microphone over to this young lady over here and talk about those relays a little bit?
That's awesome.
New coach, Tara Peterman, has come down here. Now, don't lie to our audience. You were a little looking forward to this in the big way, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you can see it on my face. I'm just so pumped to be here at the radio. You know, it's my favorite thing to do.
Well, get used to it next year. It's your baby next year.
I'm going to have to become a talker like May, I guess.
Of course you will. You bet. The relays are kind of your – you take over that 4x8 and your 4x4. Man, they have been tremendous this year, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, they've done a wonderful job. We've had some kids that really stepped up and, you know, some spots that were filled with kids that we weren't really sure whether or not they were going to run it. Like Jaylee Walgren had not run an 800 for us, and she stepped up in the 4x8, and she, you know, cut a good 10 seconds off our time. And watching her run it is interesting because she's just, you know, she doesn't quite have it figured out yet, so she's kind of all over the place, but she's really stepped up in a big way. And, you know, you got those kids like Emma Kappel and Paige Bordner. They're, you know, you can count on them to really chase people down no matter what's going down. So it's a fun race, and Breckengale she's come a long way this year. She has really got that fight in her, and you can see it in her eyes as she runs by. So it's been a good time. And that 4x4, I mean, they kind of came out of nowhere for us. We were pretty excited when we got to these last few races where they really cut a lot of time off, and, you know, they put themselves in a good spot for state.
No question about it. That 4x8, it seems like and both realize you're cutting off time each and every meet, but 9:37. Did you expect a 9:37 a district day?
No, I did not. I was not expecting that, but, I mean, we get down to state, I think, you know, they get a little juiced and they get a little excited, and, you know, it's going to be a good race.
That's because that school record is 29. You never know. I mean, that's 8 seconds. You're going to have to cut off another 8 seconds, 2 seconds by each individual. You never know, huh?
Yeah. Breckengale and Jaylee Walgren have ran faster. Mm-hmm. So it's just if they all put it together at the same time, it's very plausible. And, you know, that'll be very exciting. I hope that happens. We love to see those records get broken and people's names get shoved off. So.
And again, that 4x4, if you run right around 4 minutes, you're going to be right in the thick of things, aren't you?
Yeah. We I think with the weather, how it's going to be, I mean, it's going to be a great day for running. So, you know, we might see some good things happen.
And sticking with the individual events, I know Emma Kappel, I know Coach Mayhem talked every week about how she is just a beast in the mile now. She is just really, really cutting time off all the time. And then Breckengale in 2 miles, though both those individuals in their open events could be pretty tough, aren't they?
Yeah, Emma, I was a little worried about her going in because she was having some foot issues. But we got it taped up, and she said it felt great. And yeah, she turned into beast mode, I guess, that day, and it was fun to watch. And I think she's, after state the last few years, she's looking to come out and show what she can do, because I don't think she's quite done that here recently in the state meets. So she's kind of got a chip on her shoulder, I think, that she wants to prove herself. So it'll be a fun race. And Brecken, she was struggling a little bit with some shin splints early on. So she hadn't really ran a lot of the long, long races, and we were trying to kind of get her healed up. And she told us she wanted to run that because she, you know, we had a good possibility of making it to state. So I think she'll cut some time off there at state. And it was pretty hot at district, mm-hmm. So I think she's got a lot better time in her. It'll be fun.
And then you throw in Paige in the half. I mean, I was really wondering why the Rasby girl did not run the half. She ran the four, and she wasn't out there for the half. Did you guys hear anything about that?
She came back
around the 4x4, but it's like, what's going on here? So anyway.
Yeah, side. I think maybe they were trying to save a little bit of energy for that 4x4. And she's a stud. She runs a pretty good time. So maybe they just wanted to keep her fresh and see what they could do in that relay at state. So
Paige is going to be tough to beat down there. I know she'll come along and cut some more time off down there too.
Oh yeah, she's a workhorse and she's a competitor. She'll go and she'll give it her best. Like there's no doubt that she's going to do anything she can do to try to, you know, get a medal. So it'll be fun.
See, she's a talking machine, isn't she, Coach Bay? You were awesome. Nice job.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Coach May, I'll turn it back to you here. See, we're in good shape. We're okay.
You know, I knew that from day one that it was going to be a good thing for next year. So in all aspects of it.
Yeah, she took care of a lot of the distances and stuff like that. And a lot of the girls that, did well at districts, again, they'll have their hands full at state, but it's going to be fun to watch. They'll compete, no question.
And it's going to be a fun meet. Both all the way through. If you're there as a fan and you're there for 4 days, it doesn't matter if it's the Class AB meet or if it's the CD meet. There are going to be outstanding performances. Just like last year, you looked at all the records that were broken and all those things. It'll be a super fun meet. And, you know, our sprinters, we didn't get any individual sprinters in. We were just outside on that, which was okay. If we talk about hurdlers, then with sprinters, obviously. And Jaylee Walgren is somebody that she and Paige are four event people for state. And Jaylee is crazy, that back-to-back, that she runs that two-mile relay, and that was her choice. You know, I had somebody the other day said, well, we thought you pushed her into that. And I said, absolutely not. I was like, I don't know that that's a good back-to-back. You know, we're going running the two-mile relay and then coming right back to the 100 hurdles. But she has done a tremendous job. She saw, you know, kind of the writing on the wall of that relay has a shot to do really, really well at state. And like you said, the surprising times in that two-mile relay, they surprise you sometimes when you get to state.
Mm-hmm.
Even the person that was just talking, sometimes they surprise you when you get to state, when you're an all-class gold medal champion, and you have those times that you're just like, whoa, this happened, you know. You just,
right.
You know, it always is amazing to me how people perform. And Jaylee then coming back and running her season's or personal best in those 100 hurdles, and then coming back and running the 300 hurdles and running her personal best and going to number 2 on our top 10 chart is super exciting to see. And then, you know, the short relay, the 4x1, we were super excited to get in. We knew we had that chance to get in. We'd ran really well. We ran that under, when we run under 51, you know you got a good shot. There was a little bit of intervention of some kind, we're going to say, in that relay that, you know, cost McCook many years. We have been disqualified in boys and girls in that relay. And because of what happened, the team that was maybe just a touch faster than us, didn't quite have the opportunity to do what they thought they could do, and so we were a solid second in that, and so that was fun. We were excited when it was all over. Everybody else was excited about what happened, and I was like, I'm just happy I'm happy we made it. I don't it's a great thing. Our other individual events, the girls in the four page and the four events page, and Jaylee will have, I think, a great track meet. Emma and Brecken coming back and running their opens beside the relays. It looks really like it can be a fun track meet for us.
Kind of glad. Are you glad it's early in the week, or would you rather be later on? Let's just get to it.
I honestly, we always talk about the schedules and that we don't know if we like this schedule, but I do like being early. And it's not such a big deal now because, like, we're out of school. But when you're in school and you don't get done till late Saturday night and you know I come back and work the Monday, Tuesday, or whatever it is, that's kind of tough. For us, I like the early. I mean, I like that Wednesday, Thursday. I wish they would do a little something with the schedule, tweak it a little bit or something. Like I said, running events early and field events late or something different. But because it does get to be a long day. Because we shuffle people back and forth. We don't spend, you know, some of us can spend time at the track while the other coaches have to go shuttle kids back and forth because you don't want them out there. This year, the weather's going to be nice enough, like Coach Peterman said, is that hopefully we're not wore out from heat, and maybe that mile relay will show us something special at the end of the track meet. So it should be exciting being down there. Yeah.
Your final one as a coach.
Final one as a coach.
Doesn't mean that you're not ever going to go back because you'll go back
ever.
And watch.
Sometime I'll go back, yeah, I think. But it's one of those that I just got to thank everybody. You know, this is 31 years of varsity track and state track meets, and it's been a great, great ride. There's been so many coaches that have been influential for me, so many athletes that I appreciate, and then it's the greatest, you know, it sounds, you know, whatever, that you're just saying stuff, but it's a reward then when you see the former athletes that then go on to be coaches, or then obviously the former athletes that come along to take over the job that we have here and continue the tradition that was started long ago, you know, back to the Coach Stankies and the Coach Claps and all of the people through our program. I got to thank the coaches that are out, that are there right now, especially Coach Hozick, because Coach Hozick was, he was going to be done this year also coaching track, but he has decided that because he's teaching another year, he's going to stay and coach track next spring also, and so that gives a little more continuity to our program. We definitely believe that we're going to be going in the right direction. We're excited about the future and have all the confidence in the world that people that will be working with our staff. Thank you for all you do for us and
all
for the athletics in McCook and everybody that works our track meets and does stuff at our track meets and the fans that come out and support us. It's just been fun and a great ride.